From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The greatest possession that anyone can possess is God's salvation. You may be rich, you may be popular, you may have all the worldly goods that this world has to offer, but if you're not saved, then in the eyes of God, you're a beggar. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Today, I want to speak for a few moments about being saved. I want you to notice a couple of things here. I want you to notice, first of all, the use of this word saved in the Bible. Our text says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Time today would not allow us to read all the verses in the Bible where this word saved is used. But I want to read a number of verses to you. And the reason why I want to read them is simply to emphasize to you how many times this word saved is used in the Word of God. Matthew 1 verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." In Luke 19 verse 10 we read, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Then in John 3 verse 17 it says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Acts 2 verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Then in Acts 16 verses 30 and 31 we read, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Then in Romans 5 verse 9, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Then in Romans 10 verses 1 and 13, it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Then in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." Ephesians 2, verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." 1 Timothy 2 verse 4, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto a knowledge of the truth." Titus 3 verse 5, "Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." And then one verse in the Old Testament, Isaiah 59 verse 1, we read, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. With such a volume of references, how can any man doubt that they need to be saved before they can get into heaven? Surely man's greatest need today is God's salvation. I wonder, are you saved today? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Has there been a day in your life when you were converted to Christ? Secondly, I want you to notice the meaning of this word saved in the Bible. The Oxford Dictionary's definition of the word saved is as follows: to deliver, to rescue, to preserve from danger. Let me give you an example. If I see a child standing in the middle of the road about to be knocked down by a car, if I run and save the child from being run over, I have delivered the child, rescued the child, and preserved the child from the danger it was in. In other words, the child has been saved from pending danger. When we think of the word saved in a spiritual sense, it means something even greater. When a man or woman is saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, it means that they have been delivered from the guilt and power of sin, that they have been rescued from the destruction and judgment of eternal hell, and that they have been preserved from going out into eternity as a lost soul. You see, the Bible states that man is on the broad road, which is leading to destruction. The reason why man is travelling on this broad road is because he is a sinner. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." His sin is so great that he cannot deliver himself from the danger he is in. He is just like someone who is tied to a conveyor belt, heading towards an open furnace. And unless someone steps in and saves the sinner and rescues and delivers the sinner, then they are lost forever. Therefore, when I say that I am saved, what I'm literally saying is that I have been delivered and rescued from hell through the merits of Christ's death upon the cross. But this word saved, when we think of it in a spiritual sense, means something more. It means not only to be delivered from pending judgment, but it also means to be made whole. In Matthew 9, we read about the woman with the issue of blood. In verses 21 and 22 of that chapter it says, "For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." The phrase "shall be whole" in this text is the same Greek word that is used in Acts 4 verse 12 when Peter speaks about being saved. Therefore, we could read the verse like this: "For she said within herself, if I but touch his garment, I shall be saved." Therefore, when I say that I am saved, not only do I mean that I have been delivered and rescued from eternal hell, but I mean that through the merits of Christ's blood, I have been made whole. In other words, I have been made righteous before God. My life has been changed. My sins have been forgiven. And I stand perfect before God through Jesus Christ. My friend, do you know anything about this wonderful salvation? Are you saved in the biblical sense of the word? Have you been delivered from sin? Have you been rescued from hell? Do you know the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb? Have you been made righteous through his precious blood? Dr. Alan Cairns, in his Dictionary of Theological Terms, under the section of salvation, puts it like this: "The scriptures show fallen man in a dead and desperate state. He needs to be saved or he must perish. But being depraved and dead in sins, He cannot do anything to affect his own salvation. Only Jesus Christ can save. Christ's whole purpose in coming into the world was salvation, and this he purchased by the sacrifice of himself on the cross. The only merit upon which a sinner may be saved is Christ's merit. Even the act of faith by which a man reaches out and receives Christ is a divine gift given on the grounds of Christ's righteousness. The salvation which Christ imparts to his people is all-embracing. As to time, it deals with the past, the present, and the future. As to the entire man, it deals with the spirit, soul, and body. It gives us a new legal standing, makes us partakers of the divine nature, renewing us after the image of God, and assures us of eternity with Christ in heaven. It is an irreversible work. The scripture speaks of the lost being saved, but never the saved being lost. What a wonderful statement. Again, let me ask you the question, are you saved? In our text, the Apostle Peter declares that salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. How sad it is today that many reject this wonderful salvation that God offers. I wonder, will you reject this wonderful salvation again today? Or will you come and trust the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Redeemer? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I pray that even today, that you will turn from your sin and seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Salvation is not found in a church or in religion or in anything else. Salvation is found in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Christ today, and he will save you, and you can have eternal life and know that you're on your way to heaven.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.